Hey, if you're a cleaning business owner and want to become an expert marketer or just proficient, but really unsure of where to start, well, I put together a free marketing course that shows you how we run our Facebook ads or Google ads and the campaigns we use to squeeze the juice out of our lead list. So if that's up your alley, you can head over to loganscleaningco.com/marketing course and you get access to this course absolutely free and there's no opt-in required. So I hope you enjoy. Now back to the show.
All right, so Anna Harris asked, budgeting for personal and business. Well, how do you budget for personal business?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
So for 4 years, we sat down every single week right before our a marriage meeting, which we still do, back to one of the four meetings that we do every single week, marriage meeting. A meeting that we used to do is called an expense meeting. And in the very beginning, I would go through our bank accounts, our credit cards, and I would put all of the transactions on a spreadsheet for an entire week. And I would categorize them by the bank account, by the credit card. And this is when we just had a couple bank accounts and just a couple credit cards. And then during our expense meeting, Katie and I would go through it and then we would categorize this, right? So basically Katie and I were doing what QuickBooks does automatically for people. And we would categorize this. Okay, this goes here. And so Katie would have another spreadsheet called the Katie and Logan finance sheet, and I would say, okay, this expense is from Facebook and it's $900. And I'm like, oh, this is for the cleaning business marketing. And so Katie would have her computer and her spreadsheet up and she would categorize that.
I'll find the cell that was under Bozeman Five Star Cleaning Marketing. Okay, $900. I'd drop it in that cell.
We would go through every transaction and we would categorize it. So a lot of it was business, some of it was personal, and we did that for 4 years. And so not only did we do that, but after we did that, we also classified it as either a liability or an asset. And so the definition of an asset is something that puts money in your pocket. Definition of a liability is something that takes money out of your pocket. And so everything that we would buy is like, is it a liability or is it an asset? Like, does it eventually come back around? So something like Facebook marketing, what do we categorize that as? Because although $900 went out, that money was invested and we had more money coming in, right? Whereas Starbucks coffee was what?
An expense.
Which was a
liability. Liability, yeah.
Yeah. And so we did that line by line for many, many years. And in the very beginning.
Talk about that Starbucks thing again.
Yeah. Yeah. So when we did
Starbucks is what?
Yeah. So
it was a liability. Starbucks is a liability. It does not bring money to your pocket.
And yeah. What was the facial expression you gave? Yeah. Right at the camera. There you go.
Yeah. And by doing that meeting for so many years and classifying things, like we got really good at knowing like where money was going. And What actually became of it is we became very empowered by transactions and we knew exactly like how to make money and make more money, right? The point is to make money, then manage money, and then multiply money. But if you're constantly using the money that you make on liabilities, there's no way you can, number one, keep it, but then number two, you can never multiply that money. And so it just taught us basic financial literacy. And for a period of time, yeah, it was, Katie, how exciting was it that every time we would go through the meeting, that every time you saw the Starbucks on there, I'm like, what is it? Liability or asset?
Okay, I just have to clarify something really quick. I do not like Starbucks coffee, so it's actually our little small town coffee shop on there, but it was on there. And it was really, it's actually eye-opening. It was not fun at first.
Was it easy?
No, it was not easy. It was like, shit, I went to the coffee shop again.
Did you feel attacked?
Yes.
Were you mad at me a lot of times? For money that you were spending.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're feeling that, it's like you're human. totally normal. Like, we felt those same feelings as well. And it's a lot of the, but it's taking accountability. It's like taking responsibility for, like, yes, like, you spent that.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's okay. Just, it is what it is. Like, I didn't, did we say it was good or bad?
No.
Just, what you find out by doing that is that there are certain things that you buy that are, like, they are liabilities. Like, the goal is not to eliminate the liabilities. It's to what?
Manage them.
Yeah. And also, at the other end of the spectrum, what I really prefer doing is just how do we use that money to create more assets? Like, I actually care less. This is actually what I learned from personal finance, is that you can only squeeze down so much. Like, you can only go to zero. There's only one way to go when you're budgeting.
Minimizing expenses.
You can only go to zero. That's it. But if you focus on assets and you focus on how do I create more, you can go forever. And so over the 4 years, that's what I eventually learned, is that we spent so much time and energy on budgeting. I was like, what if we actually just spent more of this time on figuring out how to make more money?
So in order to actually set a budget, you have to understand how much you're actually spending first. So first, we just tracked data. We had zero intention of actually setting a budget or, you know, setting a limitation on what could be spent. First, we just tracked data.
So where are we at? How much money are we spending?
Yeah. What is our monthly expenditure on an average basis? Yeah. And then out of that, what categories are these expenditures happening in? Is it necessities? Is it luxuries? Or is it basically assets that are going to come back around?
Yeah.
And after that, then we could squeeze it. But again, squeezing it actually puts you into a scarcity mindset. It says you can't spend money. Oh my gosh, you can't spend money. So then when you get money, you're scared to freaking spend it. And you're scared to actually make it go make babies.
Yeah. So I think it's understanding the different seasons and knowing that you must understand your expenses. You must understand budgeting. You must have the emotional discipline to not buy Starbucks or coffee or whatever that thing is that you have in the moment. But that's all it is. It's just you practicing a skill.
Going back to what you talked about with making emotional decisions with food.
Yeah.
Like, impulsive emotional decisions with finances are just as important, and it's the same frame, it's the same decision filter.
Yeah.
What is the ultimate goal here? Is this going to get us closer to the goal, or is this not going to get us closer to the goal?
Yeah.
Then it makes that decision easier.
Has that completely stopped you from spending money on fun things?
No, and so that's the thing, right? So You must go through that season. You must gain the confidence to be emotionally disciplined with money. And then that's actually the skill. That's actually the skill you're doing. And then your energy, if the goal is to be wealthy, which not everyone's goal is maybe to be wealthy or rich, but if it is, then the majority of the focus needs to be on how do I expand the pie? How do I make it bigger? How do I grow? And by focusing on that, then you become a creator rather than a saver. And so saving has a foundational piece to the equation, but the most, like, if you create the skill of being able to generate something from nothing or to turn $1 to $2, that skill will lead you the path to creating wealth. And what will keep you wealthy is the discipline to not spend money on stupid shit all the time.
Correct.
Right?
Money is a tool.
Money is to be used. And
money is to be used.
And back to what you're talking about, Taylor, with, like, having fun and things like that. When you plan fun and you say, this is actually what we do and what we will teach other people, is that we set milestone goals of, whether it be revenue goals for the business, or whether it be savings goals for the business, or whether it be net worth goals. And we pair when we achieve a milestone with rewards of fun, right? So we have a goal for the business to hit $80,000 a month, and we hit the goal. Now we have a carrot that, because we have that goal, we get to reward ourselves with something fun. And we get to choose what that is, right? Savings. We have a goal to save $100,000, for example. When we hit $100,000, then we reward ourselves with something fun, right? And so when you're able to pair the fun things with achievement, the things become aligned, and no longer do you feel guilty about buying yourself things, because it's done with the reward of achievement, and for like all the other values that go into hitting a goal, like the persistence, the consistency, the accountability, the responsibility, all the goals we talked about, like they're all just wrapped into this idea of achievement, right? And so that's what makes it fulfilling, and also it continues the cycle going over and over again, because once you hit the goal, then you can like set another goal, you can set another fun things to go with, right? Now all of a sudden, instead of you feeling like ashamed of spending money, now you're excited about spending money, right? And those are what I consider like the bigger goals. And when it comes to things like, I don't know, the small like liabilities, like coffees and what else is on there, going out to eat, things like that, like I think as your confidence around money becomes, the less those things truly become like important either way. It's like, to me, like, I don't really care. Like if we go out to eat or not, it's not going to like change our lifestyle. It's not going to change our savings. And we've established, like, I'm confident enough with money that like, I don't, like, it's not an impulse either way.